Welcome to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith so you find the answers in front of you. I am your host, Olympia Lapointe, and we have a special, special surprise for you on this episode of Answers Unleashed. How do you date and how do you date and be real while you do it? How can you meet someone who you are attracted to as well as stay constant with who you are in that process? Well, today, we have an answer for you. And if you tune into Answers Unleashed every single week, you know what we do here. We have expert guests on our show. I call them the newest Einsteins, who help us find solutions to problems so we can actually move forward in all the different areas of our life. And so today, we have our guest here, Connell Barrett. Connell Barrett is a person who has gone through the dating process and teaches both men and women how to date with their realness. It's not like going out and finding out all the right pickup lines that are necessary, but it's actually going out and meeting people and being real with yourself. And so today on our podcast on Answers Unleashed, we're looking at how to date with authenticity, how to date in a way that is exciting and is in a way that's going to help you succeed in all the areas of your life. So Connell, thank you so much for being on our show today.
Olympia, I am so psyched to be here. Just being 2 feet away from you, I feel your energy. You're like three cups of coffee. I love it. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Thank you so much for being on our show. It was so funny. I saw your information posted online by one of my friends who is a PR person. And she was representing you. She said, oh, this is an event that's happening. And when I went to go find your information, I was completely shocked. You know, you've seen dating coaches out there and you've seen people out there that have their information about how to say the right lines, what to do when he texts or doesn't text or how to do all this. But sometimes all the rules of doing all of this, it can be mind-boggling. And so what I really enjoyed about your platform and your program is that you teach people on how to be real with themselves as they go out in this world and make a name for themselves, but more importantly, how to have a relationship one-on-one with someone. So you have a background. And for the audience, I'm going to share Connell's background. You have a background not necessarily in dating at first, but you went into the dating world and dating coaching because of your own experiences. But you have been helping men for years, and it's been in aspect that was not necessarily most thought of, but you were a journalist. You were a journalist for years,
right?
In sports and golfing, and tell us about that and how you were working with men in that area.
Yes, I spent the last 15 years as a sports journalist, primarily for Sports Illustrated, primarily covering golf and helping guys who live in Orlando not slice the ball as much and shoot lower scores. And I loved that job for a while. I got to travel the world, meet Tiger Woods, meet all these great celebrities who play golf. But at some point, about 4 years ago, I realized, you know what? There's more to life than helping guys play better golf. You know, I think we all need to contribute. There's a deep human need we all have to give back and make the world a better place. And I didn't feel like I was really fulfilling myself by helping people shoot lower golf scores, as fun as a round of golf is. So I decided to make a radical career change and become a dating coach, because over the last 10 years of my life, I reached a point about 15 years ago when I said, oh my gosh, I'm living in the friend zone. I'm a nice guy. Girls don't like me.
Girls like nice guys, though.
Girls weren't
women. Women like nice guys.
Women like nice guys.
Women like nice guys.
And I've since learned that women love nice guys. But what I found was that I was not really being my true self with women. I was putting on the persona of a nice guy. I was wanting her to like the nice veneer that I was putting on a date. But that was creating resistance. It was creating a persona that was covering up the most attractive thing about me, which is my true personality, my thoughts, my point of view, my sense of humor, my sensibility. And it was only when I stopped playing the part of a guy trying to have a good date and really leaned into who is radically, authentically Connell, that I started having really good connections with women. And that was my big shift and epiphany in dating, was don't try to be what the other person, what you think the other person wants. Be yourself turned up to 10, your best self. And then real chemistry will happen much more naturally when a woman sees that you're being real. That gives her the green light to show her real self. And then you find two people who, if they have great chemistry together already, that chemistry is dialed way up, and they can go off together and date and hopefully make a deep connection.
That I find that really fascinating. Specifically so, is that you talk about the nice guy veneer. The nice guy is learning to actually be that way all the time. What process was that for you? What was that epiphany moment for you where you recognized that dating coaching, as you overcame that own barrier in your own life, you could then help other men, and then I see that as extending towards women as well, helping them grow their own internal psychological resources in order to step foot into not only a relationship with themselves, but a relationship with someone else.
The big shift that I had to make, and that all of us have to make in our life, is understanding that we all have this primal fear. We all have a primal fear that on some level we're not enough for others. We're not tall enough, not handsome enough, not skinny enough, not rich enough, not something enough. And that alone is existentially frightening. And if you go one layer deeper, if someone might think, listening out there, if I'm not enough, then what would that mean? That would mean I won't be able to receive love. I will not be worthy of receiving love, romantic love, that deep connection. And that's the scary part of this. When a person has what's called approach anxiety.
Approach anxiety. Tell us about what approach anxiety is. And actually, I'm going to drink some water over here, too. Tell us about the approach anxiety.
Approach anxiety is a dating coach term where a man or a woman, typically it's the man who would approach a woman, sees that girl, that woman he wants to talk to. She's at Starbucks waiting for her chai latte. She's at the gym with her yoga mat standing 3 feet away. She is at the bar, and she's 3 or 4 feet away from this man, but approach anxiety makes it feel like she's 3 miles away. It's like there's this invisible wall between him and the woman. And I've worked with some of the bravest men you've ever met. I've worked with Iraq war, not just veterans, but heroes. I've worked with men who fly DC-5 or DC-10, the planes that release water and put out the wildfires in the West, like men who are truly heroes. And these men cannot talk to that pretty girl who's 3 feet away waiting for her Starbucks.
Oh, wow.
And what is the disconnect? How can a man be so courageous and brave in one area but so scared in another and have that quote-unquote approach anxiety? It's that fear of, what if I'm not enough? And if I'm not enough, I won't be loved. So that's what creates the anxiety for a lot of people and for men.
So what I do notice is that in today's society, women don't necessarily know the art of being feminine, and men do not necessarily know the art of being masculine. Like, for example, approaching someone is a masculine type of energy, where you go and pursue, you go up and talk to, you go up after what you want. And so we've been seeing women do that a whole lot and not the men do that. What type of shift has to happen in both the men's minds and the women's minds about when they think they're not enough? What can the men think to reverse that concept? And what can the women think to reverse that concept so they will know that they are enough? So it does give a man courage to come up. It does give a woman courage to sit back and wait. And know that whoever she is approached by, she has the choice. What is that? What happens in a person's brain regarding that?
The solution is to make a shift in focus. There's an expression in the self-development world, and I consider myself a self-development coach who specializes in dating. And I'm totally a dating coach. I stand up to that title, but really I'm a self-development coach who helps people develop themselves through dating and connection and self-expression. So that we have a term in the self-development industry where your focus goes, energy flows. Mm. Whatever you focus on is how you're going to feel every minute of the day. Mm. So the first thing people need to do is make that shift and say, you know what, I'm going to stop focusing on I don't have a six pack, or I'm not a millionaire, or I was dumped by my last girlfriend and that means I'm not attractive. No, we shift toward what we have to offer as men, what we can give a woman. Men, I believe the masculine is about offering. It's about giving and it's about sharing. And when a man, or for that matter, a woman who wants to approach a man, or a man who wants to approach a woman, when you shift from here are the five things that I'm not enough about, I have my clients, they have to write out a list of 99 wonderful, beautiful things that they offer the world, that they offer women, that they offer the planet. When just by writing that list and focusing on, oh, I speak Italian, I'm a good son, I can cook a great orecchietti pasta, I travel, whatever you offer, when you focus on that, that creates good emotions and good energy, and that turns the approach anxiety that because you're focused on how what you're supposedly not enough about falls like scales from your eyes. And now you get in touch with what you bring to the table, what you offer. And it's so much more fun to walk up to somebody and approach and say hello when you're coming from a place of sharing and making that person's day or night better, rather than, oh, I hope they like me so I feel enough and I'm not alone. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes sense. In my book, Answers Unleashed, I talk about the art of removing toxic emotions in and replacing it with healthy feelings. But you have to actually take the root of the nasty emotion out so it doesn't grow again. In your courses, in your training, and in helping both men and women move forward with those healthy, good enough thoughts, how does someone take that root out, that root of not being enough, so it can be replaced with good seed,
right?
Meaning the good seed of, hey, I actually can go up and speak well to anybody that I encounter. Hey, I if it's a woman, yeah, I actually can just sit here and enjoy myself without having to look around the crowd and see who's hot here, you know? But there is that transitional moment where the person learns to take that root out of themselves. Tell us about that.
One of my most influential dating mentors had an expression. He said, your brain needs proof, not promises. And as a dating coach, to an extent, all I can offer is promises, at least in that first conversation. I can say, Jeremy, you're an amazing guy. I love your sense of humor. You like puns. You've memorized The Godfather Part 2. You're a great son. All these great things about him. And so we shift his focus from what makes him enough. And then, but that's just part of it. That gets this new belief in your mind. What we really need is to get it into your nervous system, to get that proof. The brain needs proof.
New neural pathways is what I call it.
Yes.
Someone needs to have an executable plan with a thought process established so they actually create new neuron pathways inside the brain.
Exactly.
And so that process of, it sounds like you're recommending looking at every success that you've had.
Yes, looking at every success the way a jury would look at a piece of evidence in a trial.
Ah.
And the trial is, are you enough? Dun, 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 yes or no? That seems pretty scary. And when a man walks up to a woman and he feels like that approach is a jury's judgment on guilty or innocent, that's pretty stressful, right? So we don't want to get to that point.
I would say so.
Absolutely.
Even lawyers practice over weeks on end just giving their opening statement,
yes,
let alone the person that's testifying.
Absolutely. So what I do as a coach, and what I recommend anybody do in any area of their life where they feel like they're not enough, they want to grow, is you need evidence. You need what's called reference experiences. So for example, Olympia, please tell me something that you're great at in life, an instrument you play, something you're really good at.
Using my voice.
Using your voice. Great. So give me, I assume you have one or two or 200 or maybe 1,000 pieces of evidence that you're good at using your voice. People have praised you on your voice. You've done 62 podcasts. You've got information. You've got evidence that your voice is a beautiful tool. Is that right?
Do you know what? It's so fascinating that you say this. The first time ever that I noticed, for me personally, that I had a gift within speaking, it was when I was 9 years old. And in my book, Answers Unleashed, I talk about when we have to override negative emotions, we sometimes have to go back to our earliest experiences when we had the most pleasure. And in my life, I was 9 years old, and I was speaking in front of a group of people, and I had just gone through abuse, just gone through very difficult times, but it was that time of 9 years old where I stood up and spoke in front of people was where I found my strength. And that was the first part of evidence for me. And so it sounds as if that if you're listening to this, and if you're listening to this particular podcast, it's like you have to go back and you have to rewind to the first time you had evidence of whatever talent it is that you have, whether it is being able to objectively look at situations, be able to compliment someone, be able to do something for someone. It sounds as if you're saying you have to go back to that moment in time where you are really pleased with pleasure of the memory you had when you realized your gift was a gift that you could offer to the world.
Very well said. Absolutely. When you were 9 years old and you got this really powerful proof that your voice is a gift, and what that piece of proof was, think of the belief, I, Olympia, have this amazing gift. That's like a tabletop. And that tabletop needs multiple legs under it to stand up. Otherwise, it doesn't feel like a real belief. At age 9, you got one really strong table leg. Then you got more table legs. Then you got probably 1,000 table legs. So that belief of your voice is a beautiful gift is now a very sturdy table that will never be able to be knocked down. And in that same sense, a man or woman who has issues regarding their self-worth as a romantic partner, as a successful dater, someone who's attractive in society, they need to look for those pieces of evidence. And they also need to get those pieces of evidence, because what we want to do is create a new tabletop that goes from, we want to smash the table that says, I am not enough, I'm not attractive, and build a new tabletop that says, I am worthy of love from a woman or a man. I am going to be a great partner. And then we find that proof that from the past, and we create new proof for the future. And soon we have a rock solid tabletop that will never be knocked down.
That is just very fascinating, wouldn't you say? I think this is just so fascinating listening to this. Now, you have in your program, you have a program for people. You individually coach people. And tell us about the name of your program.
Yes. My company is called Dating Transformation. My website is datingtransformation.com. And it was really important when I created this company that the name be that the outcome that I offer be tied into the name. Like, I want people to understand that when they come to me, when they come to my website, when they book a free call with me to do a strategy session, that if we work together, I'm basically about three things. I'm about authenticity, I'm about integrity and dating with total integrity and honesty as a gentleman and as a lady for the women I coach. And also I'm about results. I'm about getting you that new belief, getting you the transformation, both externally, a great date, a great girlfriend or boyfriend, but also that internal change, that transformation. So here's a little secret, though, I'm going to reveal to you and your listeners today. I've never said this on the air. The name transformation in my company, it's a powerful term, right? We love this idea of transformation. I chose it because it is what I offer, but it's also good marketing. The truth is, What I offer men and women is a dating revelation. I don't need to change you, my client. I need to help you pull out that faulty wiring, the old software you're running. You know, you're running your dating life, you're probably running Windows 97 software. So we need to put in the new iPhone.
No offense if you have Windows 98. There's no offense out there. As long as it still works, but there may be something a little bit faster.
Could be, yeah, you can get a better set of software. But it's not really a transformation, although it feels like it. What it is I want men and women to become who they already are at their core when we remove doubt, for the most part, and fear. And that's when you can date. Lean into what makes you you, and it feels like a change, but actually what it is, it's getting in touch with your true core and growing at your core. That feels like a transformation, but it's actually a revelation.
Revelations are very important. They're what I call the aha moments, where someone realizes, oh my gosh, I can do this now? And that's that moment where they realize they're not the same.
Can I share my moment that I had in the context of dating?
Sure.
I literally said, aha, when this happened. And this is what I want to offer people who are interested in working with me or anybody who just takes some tips and goes out and tries this themselves. I spent the better part of 10 years training in working with these top dating coaches and some quote-unquote pickup artists. You call them players, right? The players out there. I was coached by these players, and some of them taught me some great things, don't get me wrong. But others said, hey, Connell, here's how you get girls. You put on a front. You act like a macho jerk. You play a part, and that's what women want. And I tried that, and very iffy results, very hit and miss, and I didn't feel like I was myself. It largely did not work, and I also didn't feel good about how I was doing it. So one night, on a rooftop bar in the meatpacking district of Manhattan, I was out at this cool rooftop place, and I said, you know what? I'm going to try the opposite. I'm going to be like George Costanza from that Seinfeld episode. I'm going to do the opposite of everything I've been doing.
The complete opposite.
Just see how that goes. I'm not going to pretend to be a pickup artist version of Connell. I'm going to be my truest, most vulnerable self. And I saw a beautiful brunette who looked a little bit like Dakota Johnson, just gorgeous, my type. I walked over and I said, what's the most honest thing I can think of to say to her? What's true and real and authentic? And it was frankly how I was nervous and afraid. And I sat down next to her and I said, excuse me, I just had to meet you. I'm actually really shy, but you're super pretty. And I just had to say hello. Hi. And she looked at me like I was the coolest, most confident cat in the whole bar, even though I was quite nervous inside. And she said, oh, hi. Yeah, sure. You're real shy. My name is Amy. And we had instant chemistry. And that was my aha moment. And I said, wait a minute. You can just walk up to a woman, be yourself, be nice, say what's on your mind, and let actual connection and chemistry take its course. I've got to bottle this and give it to other people because this is fantastic.
Oh, so that was your moment. That was your aha moment where you realized being a nice man pays off.
What a concept. You can be nice and get a great girlfriend. Yes, it does happen.
You have the three A's.
Yes.
The three A's in your transformational philosophy. Tell us what about that is in your dating philosophy.
Absolutely. The three A's. The first, it starts with the first A, which is authenticity. It's so important to be authentic, not just in your dating life, but in all social interactions, I would argue. But starting with dating, when you're authentic with another person, you give them a great gift, and you give yourself a gift. When you're authentic, you build trust. And that's really important, especially for a man who's looking to find a great girlfriend, is he needs to show that woman that you can trust me. I'm trustworthy. This is my authentic self. I'm showing you this authenticity. When a woman sees that, she realizes, okay, this guy is not trying to hide anything. He's not trying to be something he's not. I'm seeing the real man. And that gives her the green light to be her most authentic self, as much as anyone can be on, a first date. And go.
Quick question.
Yes.
How does a man know that a woman is going to be his girlfriend? What is something that goes inside? What's some verification that you could give a guy to know that, all right, this can be authentically my girlfriend? Is what happens in a man's brain, and how does a woman know that this person is suitable for her? How would you describe that being in the authentic realm?
I think it's more of a gut instinct. It's not really logical. It's not a logical conclusion a woman or man comes to. It's more of a feeling, and you can see yourself fitting in that person's life in their context, and you can see them in your life in your context.
So it sounds like it's similar values.
Absolutely. Values to a great degree, values need to be aligned, and that's what's so powerful about the first A, being authentic, is. It's not about attracting every woman when I'm coaching men. It's about attracting the kind of woman who really likes my values or your values as the listener. It's about saying, hey, here's who I am. This is the real me. I'm offering you a glimpse. And you can take it, which would be great. Maybe we'll have chemistry. You can also leave it, which I would respect. It's all good either way. But I tell my male clients, you don't want to be like Starbucks. Here's what I mean. Everybody everybody goes to Starbucks. Everybody thinks it's okay, but nobody loves Starbucks. Nobody's getting a Starbucks T-shirt or a tattoo.
Well,
unless they're a sponsor.
Some people would disagree, but hey, don't you have a Starbucks right here?
I do.
We're getting your point. Your second one. Your second A.
The second A is okay. So we're authentic, right? And that being authentic creates a lot of good vibes. You know, you're excited about being yourself, going after this goal, whether it's relationship or something else in life. The three A's are about success in achievement, not just in dating. So first A, authenticity. The second A is you choose an amazing outcome, what I call an amazing outcome. What is an amazing outcome? I define it as three things. One, it's amazing. It gets you excited to get out of bed every day. You know, I can't wait to get up every day and coach men and women. You probably can't wait to get out of bed and do your podcast and change people's lives and teach the way you do. So your outcome has to be amazing, whether it's looking for a relationship, you're writing that novel, you're doing a screenplay, you want to have a family, it's got to be amazing to you. The second definition of an amazing outcome is it has to be measurable. You know, when we're making goals, we need to be able to know when we've reached them. Otherwise, you feel like you're always walking toward the horizon, right? Mm. You never reach the horizon. The horizon's always just out of your reach. So if we go through life without a measurable outcome, we'll never get there. We'll never get that moment of satisfaction. Mm. So it's important to say, yes, I've arrived. I got that six pack, or my body fat's down to 10%, or I ran the marathon, or I've got that amazing girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever it may be. And then the third definition of an amazing outcome would be that it's an outcome, meaning that it's a place you can live for a while, maybe forever, or at least for a good long while. You can say, hey, I've gotten here. I'm in this incredible relationship, and now I'm just going to enjoy this person and share my life with them. Or I've got that new body that I wanted. Or I got the promotion, whatever it might be. Now you've arrived and you can enjoy it, because life's too short to not enjoy it, right?
Well, it's also about making space for that amazing outcome. For example, I remember when I first decided I'm going to have a significant other, in which eventually that was the course that was on my life. I had bought two cars. And the two cars that I bought, I didn't have room for one of them. I actually bought a parking pass, a structure across the street, so I could house one of them, so I could make up my mind what I was going to do. And so I ended up keeping one of the cars, selling the other one. And when I sold the other one, I now had this parking pass for the structure that was across the street. And I thought to myself, I could either sell back the parking pass, or I can allow that to be room for whoever is going to come in my life. And almost as if you have to create that room to create that if you have an expectation, you have to create room for it. And I am a firm believer, it doesn't just mean dating. It's like if you want a great career, you have to put your effort into creating that space. Like, for example, if you want a great career and you don't know how to be a broadcast journalist, but you know you love doing it, create that space, carve out that time, go to an internship where you are carving out that space to learn how to do it. So that expectation of that great outcome is your second A. Tell us about the third A.
Absolutely. The third A, well, they're all aligned. And just to finish for 10 more seconds on the second A, to your point, creating space, the amazing outcome makes creating space a no-brainer. Of course I'm going to create space to achieve this thing because I'm so excited. I can see it. I can feel it. I've got a client I'll call Michael, not his real name, and we just painted an amazing outcome for him. He told me this vision. He wants to be Netflix and chilling with his future girlfriend. He gave her a name, Joey. He likes boy names that girls have, and they're watching Breaking Bad, and he's cooking chicken and pasta and his dog, Dolly, and the three of them are on the couch. He's got his amazing outcome, right? So now he's so excited. He can't wait to get out there and date and make that happen. So the space has been created by the clarity of this compelling outcome. And then number three, to that point, is the third A, is action, specifically massive action. It takes massive action to achieve anything that's truly extraordinary, right? Whether it's, you know, you're a rocket scientist. I'm so humbled to be sitting next to somebody so intelligent. I just watched the new movie First Man about the trip to the moon, right? The moonshot. And it took massive, massive action, you know better than me, to go from JFK saying in 1962, we choose to go to the moon, to Neil Armstrong walking on the moon in July of 69. Took an amazing outcome, and it took massive, massive action. So there's no substitute for action, right? Shakespeare said action is eloquence. And the three A's are designed to create a lot of momentum. I want my client, or I want anybody listening, as they decide what goal they want to pursue, I want it to be authentic. I want them to be excited about the outcome. And then the massive action will take care of itself for the most part. Then they won't have to, they'll be fueled to take action. And while you're taking action, I'll add this tip, which is really important. You want to celebrate progress. You don't want to put happiness on a layaway program and say, well, when I get that amazing outcome, then I'll be happy. No, we want to make every single day filled with joyful moments, great and small, where you say, hey, I approached that woman and I felt confident and she was nice to me and I liked that. She gave me her number, or she was just nice. That's progress. Or I went to the gym and I worked with my trainer because I'm working on that outcome. That's progress. And action is eloquence, and it's the only way to get something extraordinary, because achieving great things, you can't do it unless you take massive action. But you're not going to take massive action unless you have that amazing outcome to motivate you, and you're not going to see that amazing outcome with the emotional juiciness that we want unless it's authentic to you. So all the A's align. Hopefully that made sense.
That made complete sense. Well, there you have it, Andrew's Unleashed audience, on how to actually date with authenticity. For more shows like this, you can always visit us on AnswersUnleashed.com. And how do people find you?
Very simple. They can go to datingtransformation.com. They can check out my website. I've got a blog. I've got lots and lots of tips. And if anybody wants to book a free call with me, that's super easy. Just do datingtransformation.com/contact. We'll jump on the phone, and I'll show a given person, man or woman, where they are in their dating life, what might be holding them back. And I can give them for free a roadmap to getting to their amazing outcome so they can find a great, great partner.
Well, there you have it. Hopefully these tips on this show has helped you find out how to be authentic in the world in which you have designed in your head so it becomes real. I am your host, Olympia Lapointe, here with you always on KPC Radio. It's the radio station here on the Pierce College campus. Check out all the shows here at kpcradio.com. Check out our podcast at answersunleashed.com/podcast. Call us in at 888-88-ANSWERS and ask us a question. You know your answer may be given on air. And you're always welcome to find me. And those of you watching live on Facebook, find me on facebook.com/Olympia Lapointe. I am Olympia Lapointe, here with you with science and faith, so you unleash the answers in front of you. I'll see you next time.